U.S. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez delivered the commencement address to grads of Drexel University Law School this afternoon, and we had the opportunity to speak with him just prior to the engagement. Secretary Perez, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Pleasure to be with you, Dave.
Certainly the cost of higher education and graduate programs has skyrocketed since you and I were enrolled. What can we say about those costs relative to how it's squeezing out middle-class opportunities for degrees?
Well, my parents always taught me that education was the great equalizer, but I certainly understand today that for all too many people, it's so out of reach or feels so out of reach. And so I've seen a number of colleges redoubling their efforts in this score, but there's a lot more work to be done because coming out of college with what effectively amounts to an educational mortgage really limits one's options, and that's something we have to come to grips with as a nation because the hyperinflation of higher education costs is really crowding way too many people out.
Given these economic times, and yes, we are emerging from the worst, are apprenticeship programs an increasingly important alternative for many to the traditional four-year college experience?
Apprenticeships are an indispensable part of our future growth as a nation economically. There's a really bright future in America for people who work with their hands. I speak to employers all over the country who tell me that they need more skilled tradespeople. They're the aging of the population. The average age of a worker, skilled tradesperson in Wisconsin is 59 years old. So these positions are very, very well-paying, and they're in demand. And right here in Philadelphia, there's some great programs in place. And I visited the Finishing Trades Institute today, and that's a wonderful partnership between the skilled trades and employers. And I met a student today who was a wonderful student, and he's in an apprenticeship program. I think he was. I think he's going to be a in the drywall field. And, you know, he said to me, and this really captured it. I said, why do you like this program? And he told me, this is just as good as college because you're getting a degree, they're paying for it, and I get paid in the process. That sounds like a pretty good deal. And so I hope that people recognize that, you know, education is indeed lifelong. Education doesn't necessarily need to be a four-year degree. The people completing the program I visited today are getting a credential, and it's a credential for life that enables them to punch their ticket to the middle class.
Secretary Perez, moving beyond education, tell us about Washington, D.C., partisanship, gridlock. How do you get things done?
Well, I'm very excited about the opportunities I have now at the Department of Labor, just as I was excited about the work I did at the Department of Justice, because the president's agenda right now is about getting people back to work in good jobs that pay a decent wage. And that's what I do day in and day out. I feel like the Department of Labor right now has never been more important because we're climbing out of the worst recession of our lifetime. People need access to the skills to compete. People need a government that's going to make sure that if you work a full day, you get paid for those wages that you earned. That if you need to upskill, that we provide those opportunities. We are in the opportunity business, and there are, frankly, opportunity gaps across this country. Too many people are either working a full-time job, living in poverty, or they're struggling to find a job to begin with. And that's why our job is so important.
Lastly, what are some of the priorities in your, shall we say, front view mirror in your remaining time as U.S. Labor Secretary?
Making sure people have access to good jobs that pay a decent wage and have ladders of opportunity, making sure that people have the skills to compete, not only for the jobs of today, but the skills to weather the storms of tomorrow, making sure that people who work get paid for that work. That's really what opportunity is about, and I'm excited to be in this job.
A message that applies both to Drexel Law School grads and those involved in trade education programs, I presume?
Absolutely.
Secretary Perez, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Pleasure to be with you.
U.S. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez.